an average below par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
I'd say that, you know, you have a good luck on dating scene, but Voldemort has a better chance on Tinder and Grindr than you guys do.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, get down. Get down. Hey, Ollie, guess what?
What's that?
There's a special event happening in 13 days. It's my bloody birthday.
Yeah.
I'm calling this my birthday month. Just like your girlfriend's got her 30th birthday, she's calling this her birthday month. You know what? Stuff you, Sarah. I'm taking this month as my birthday month.
Oh, wow. And how's it going for you, Tom?
It's good. Although one of my best mates still hasn't got me anything for the birthday month.
Oh, who's that? Charlie?
No, you. You're supposed to be delivering gifts every single day for me.
Oh, sorry. I thought, you know, you said best friend. I thought we were colleagues. But look, okay. I hear what you're saying. It's getting very naggy, Tom. Just give it a rest. You know, I know it's your birthday, but everyone's got a birthday, mate. Like, just don't. It's not all about you. And yours is weeks away.
Sorry.
Yours is weeks
away. When you say it's not all about me, is that similar to when you had your birthday and we all sat around in a circle and had to say nice things about you?
You always bring this up, and I did not make my friends do that.
Yes, you did.
Let's push on. I just want to say, Tom, I mean, I'm excited for the show for a couple of reasons. Mm. Trash Talk Back Tuesday. It's a hit.
Oh, shut up, you pig.
People get fiery. You can call each other pigs. You can call each other D-heads if you really wish. But it's tonight's issue is a fiery one. Population growth. It's on the cards, Tom, as the country's set to reach 25 million people tonight, apparently.
11 o'clock, it's going to hit.
Wow. And of course, well, not of course, but we are going to get into something a bit more serious with drug trials. Not too far away.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
Have you done a drug trial?
Yeah, not been on trial for drugs, which is what our producer thought. No, a drug trial.
Yeah.
Different thing. Up next, though, Ollie, I've received a message on my personal Instagram. I don't know if you know this, but I started something. I'll tell you what it is up next. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's what you need in excess. Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. I hope you're having a fun Tuesday night. We're going to get you through.
God, we are. We're having a good one.
What?
We are.
I didn't say that.
No, I'm saying we are. We're having a good one and we're going to get you through. Don't you reckon?
In normal radio shows, no one interrupts the anchor. He says his bit, and then the hosts.
Yeah,
the
I know.
You know, the people who don't do anything else on the show but talk.
Well, the content bringers. I'm sorry. I forget that the power is important for you. To
so
feel
just
that.
Let me talk out of the song.
Okay.
Do the bit,
sorry.
And then you can come in.
Okay, but this is actually your segment, so you'll talk, and then you'll keep talking.
Yeah, but there'll be you'll hear the shift.
Okay.
You'll hear the shift of
my bad.
Nah, it's all right, mate. You know, you just need to know your place, okay?
Please teach me more. But later on. No, I want to hear what you got to say now.
No, I want to redo that. So, let's... In excess, what you need. You're with Triple M's Tom and... Like, are you trying to derail the show?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I actually coughed then. That was a cough.
Okay, one more shot.
One more shot.
It's in excess with what you need. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Hope you don't look at me like that.
What? I'm waiting for you to finish. I'm not saying anything. Oh, look away if you want.
Yeah, just look away. It's what you need in excess. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good Tuesday night. We're going to take you right through to 10 o'clock. Have you been on a drug trial is a question we'll ask very soon. But coming up next, Ollie.
Yeah.
Someone on my...
Sorry. Go on. I shouldn't have said yeah.
No. Yeah.
That's okay.
I've received a message on my personal Instagram, and it seems that I'm a trailblazer. That's right. I've started something, Ollie. Now, I want to remind you of the last time we asked if people started something. Mm. Sam gave us a call and said that he started this.
So I started the shoelace behind the tongue of every runner that you wear.
The shoelace behind the tongue?
Yeah.
Mate, I do that on my Reeboks.
Yeah, I started that back in 1979, 1980.
So back in 1979, 1980, Sam
such an
says
outrageous claim.
I was just talking about
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to let you run.
Yeah, good.
Oh, sorry, we're going to a song now. Aren't
we? Yeah, we're going to a song now. 133353. If you
that was a great segment.
I was just doing a solicit as well. If you've started something, give us a call. 133353. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Someone say to you, mate.
It's Placebo. Every you, every me. It's just me though doing this bit, okay, Ollie?
Yep.
Very soon. Sorry, hang on. Very soon, I will ask if you. Oh, thank God. We'll ask if you've been in a drug trial. And also Trash Talk Back Tuesday returns. We're talking population.
Speaking of drug trials, Tom, Placebo. I mean, isn't that just so fitting that you played that there?
Yeah, good stuff. Ollie, I've received a message on my personal Instagram account. Let me read it to you. This is from a young...
I won't interrupt.
You just did.
Well, I'm...
This is from a young man called Andrew.
Okay.
He's actually in a band called the Jaywalkers. They look pretty cool.
Never heard of them?
Don't say that.
Well, have you heard of them?
No, but, you know.
You haven't heard of them? He's your mate and you haven't heard of them?
No, he's not my mate. He follows me on Instagram, at Tom Bainbridge, my personal Instagram account.
Okay.
He goes, Ola, not to sound like a creep, but you're the reason I grew a mustache.
Oh.
Yeah, baby. Someone's a trendsetter over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you started the mustache.
I started the mustache.
That's hilarious.
I'm not saying I.
That's a funny claim.
No. I'm not saying I started the mustache.
I started.
No, you didn't. I'm saying that I started the current iteration of mustache growth. 133353. What have you started?
STFU.
No.
You know what that stands for? STFU.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Andrew then went on to say he likes to call them mouth brows.
So can I speak now? Can I speak now? Because I actually did start the mustache.
No, you didn't.
When Movember was taking off and it was a small thing.
STFU.
I came back from India where Mo's are still huge and were huge and are always huge. I came back from India with the mustache, which I got dyed in India at a hairdresser. A man dyed it black for me because I was quite young.
Yeah.
And I came back and ever since then, this is like 2009, mustaches have been huge.
Did you receive any messages on your personal Instagram account
from
saying,
an unknown band?
Say no, from a young man who's in a band called the Jaywalkers. Check him out. Rock and sound.
I support that.
You're the reason I grew a mustache. That's literal evidence.
You started one mustache then. You didn't start the mustache. You started a mustache.
More than you've started. 133353. What have you started? Are you a trailblazer?
This could go in a petty circle, and I'm bigger than that. I'm going to step back and let you have the win, Tom. You know what? You started that mustache.
G'day, Carl.
G'day, how you going?
What did you start, mate?
Well, I believe I started the word wuss.
Wuss?
Yeah.
Like you're a bit of a wuss.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
how did you come up with it?
Well, of course it's a cross between wimp and pussy.
Of course. Okay, yeah.
But, I was in high school. I think I was in like year 8. And someone said something, and I just turned around and called them a wuss, and they're like, what the hell? And I told them the meaning of it.
Well, you said it's a cross hybrid between wimp and pussy.
Yeah.
Don't say that word on the radio, Ollie. Jeez. It's one thing that Carl's going to say, you can't say
pussy cat.
Yeah, true.
But Carl, what would it have sounded like if you came out of nowhere, you know, in a vacuum, as it were, in society and said the word wuss? You'd sound like an idiot if it didn't exist already.
Exactly right. And I did sound like an idiot.
Jeez, so Carl, when was this word started?
You got a timestamp?
About 1990.
1990, there we go.
Actually.
89.
Revised time of 89.
Well, there we go. I can't believe we spoke to the starter of the word wuss.
If you've, maybe if you actually can, I guess, you know, challenge that by saying I used the word wuss pre-89.
How dare you?
No, but if there's someone listening going, I actually used the word wuss in the 70s, mate, you want to hear that.
Carl started the word wuss. You just heard him. He started it.
Yeah.
He started the word wuss.
He might have started it in his own county, in his own district.
No.
But maybe it was also being, you know, said elsewhere.
133353, what have you started? Did you start something where you were a trailblazer? Give us a call. This is New Snow Patrol. It's their song called Empress.
Yes.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Empress, Snow Patrol, new music from those guys. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hey, we had the Snow Patrol in here on Friday night in a private gig. If you want to see highlights from that, head to triplem.com.au or check it out on our Facebook page, Tom and Ollie. That's where you can see all the action. 133353, what have you started? Were you a trailblazer at something? And we just heard from old mate. I wish I remembered his name, but he's a forgettable man.
Oh,
and he said that he started the word wuss. So he started the word wuss.
Yeah, it's a huge claim. You know, so if you were around in this, you know, before 1989, when he claimed it was first used by him in the schoolyard, and you used the word wuss, then I'd love to hear from you. Maybe Mark's one of these chaps. Mark, have you used the word wuss?
Yes, mate. Oh, my father called it to me in 1974.
In 74. So you don't believe that it, let's say his name was Craig. I think it was Craig. He claimed it was first used by him in 89. Would you debunk that?
I would also debunk that. I started playing rugby league 16 and 17, so that'd be around 1980, and everyone was using the word then.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I debunked that straight up, mate. He's fake.
He's fake. Fake news, is it?
Fake news.
Oh. Well, his name is Carl, actually, not Craig. I was close there.
Nah, just call him Craig.
Craig.
Because he's a wuss.
Lying.
I mean, no, he's lying.
Lying, Craig. Fabrication, Craig.
No, it's Carl.
You just said Colin Craig.
Yeah, well. I'm confused.
Mate, now you're flip-flopping. You're a flip-flopper. And you claim you started the mustache. Do you want to backflip on that one as well? Do you want to say that?
I know. I said I'm claiming that I've started the current iteration of mustaches.
What is the current iteration of mustaches, Tom? Please clarify.
Well, one man, Andrew, messaged me on my personal Instagram page saying, not to sound like a creep, but you're the reason I grew a mustache. I like to call them mouth brows.
That's weird and unnecessary. But is your mo different to other mo's? When you say iteration,
it's porno. Pretty porno.
Is it? You haven't been.
Hey, Cam, how are you going?
Good, thanks, guys.
Where'd you start?
The acronym Focal Mayo.
You say it again?
Focal Mayo. F-O-C-L-M-A-O.
What does that stand for? Focal Mayo.
Fall off chair, laughing my ass off.
No. It's not an accurate acronym, Cam.
You started that, and it's also ended pretty fast as well, hasn't it? Has it taken off?
Yeah. I've seen it around.
Where have you seen it around?
On the net.
No.
I've seen a few people use it.
Cam, how old are you?
40-something.
So you reckon as a 49-year-old, I'm going to guess, 49,
yeah.
that you think on the net you've started Focal Mayo?
Yeah, because there was FOC and LMAO, and I just thought they should be combined.
When do you think you did this?
It was about 13 and a half years ago. My daughter wasn't very old at all.
13 and a half years ago. Well, I have looked it up here, and Focal Mayo is, according to Urban Dictionary, falling off chair laughing my ass off.
I've never heard of it.
Yep.
This edition was introduced by Grapes. I think I had a user called Grapes on July 2nd, 2004.
Grapes. Cam, why did you start this? Because to me, Roffle, LeMayo, I mean, rolling on the floor laughing, that seems to be enough of a gesture of humour. Why did you need to add the chair element?
Well, because I'd seen falling off chair and I, didn't know what that was when people go on FOC and I'm going, what's that?
I've never seen anyone say
falling off chair.
Okay, well, there you go. On the acronyms and then, the LMAO on the back of it.
Well, you're a trailblazer of the worst kind, Ken, but well done.
Paul, what did you start on 133353?
I reckon I started one of the biggest food fights of all time.
A food fight?
Yep. I was at a dining room at a boarding school, and there was a mate of mine who was sitting at the end of the table, and he had a full bowl of cereal, and he'd been acting like a pelican all morning. So just as he was about to lift the first spoon to his mouth, I've lobbed an orange and it's landed square in the middle of the bowl and gone all over him.
Great.
And it just teed off. One table spread to another table. Pretty soon the old black strain we picked up in the ceiling fan.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll say that you've definitely started that.
Hard to debunk that as well.
Yeah,
very hard to deny.
Quite a personal one. Rod, you're trying to start something right now.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. I'm trying to start Fawful.
What?
Fawful, like you get triple, like you ring 000 or you ring 000.
What is it? Isn't it quadruple?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to get Fawful out.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
What have you started? You were Trailblazer, 133.53. Matt, what did you start, mate? What did you start?
I don't think I'm a trailblazer, but I just happened to see it on YouTube about 10 years later. I like using stand-up routine, but back in the day, wanted to get away from, you know, drop bears and hoop snakes overseas and that sort of stuff. And I used to cheer the Americans up by saying that koalas were a pest in Australia and that we used to club them.
Oh, my gosh.
To keep the numbers down. And they couldn't believe it. I was like, you serious? I said, yeah. We used to be based out of Sydney and on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. They were really bad during matey season. Had a whole story. And, we didn't see any on the Harbour Bridge. I said, yeah, mate, because we're doing our bloody job. So,
jeez.
And 10 years later, so I saw the bloke on YouTube. So that exact routine, I was like, man.
Oh, man, he heard your bit.
All right, my respect, because I've been using it for quite some time now since then. I've done a lot of travels, especially over the States.
And does it kill as a bit? Does it kill?
Yeah. Oh, they just, well, I don't actually, I just walk away and leave them with it.
Yeah.
I'll let you know whether it's killed it. No, it didn't.
Smoke bomb.
Crap bit.
You drop it, walk away. Yeah. Got on your mat. Is that enough of those, Tom?
I think so.
I think. another ripper.
Oh, jeez. You know what's good?
What?
My birthday month. Fact that it's my birthday month and I'm just looking forward to stuff.
Oh, jeez, Tom. Just I'm so sick of you mentioning it.
Yeah.
That I've actually gone out and got something for your birthday.
Up next?
Yep, I've got something.
Yes!
Look, it's not huge, but I think you like it.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Boys in Town, to Vinyls, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Jeez, the music's good tonight. We've still got some Kiss coming up and John Mellencamp as well. I don't know if you know this, but this month is my birthday. That's right, Tom's birthday this month, 20th of August. Chuck it in your calendars, guys.
Yeah, you've been banging on about it, Tom, haven't you?
Well, I mean, your girlfriend, she's turning 30, and she's having a full birthday month, isn't she?
Yeah, because 30 is special, though, isn't it?
Why is 30 any different to 28?
Well, it's a milestone, mate. That's how it works.
Can't 28 be a milestone?
A what?
A milestone.
Last week, I put it out there.
Because my Saturn's returning.
Is it?
Yep.
Is that what those rings are? Last week I threw it out there that we should brainstorm some experiences for you that you could do for your birthday. Like, I'll organize it for you. We had a yes column and a no column.
Yeah.
Yes column, you said you'd keen to do some tennis, maybe some horse riding.
Yeah,
archery.
I was wondering about the no column though.
Yeah, well, the no column had some interesting stuff. Matching tattoos. I think the idea that came from one of our listeners, Andrew, he said, "I'll get Seth, your boyfriend, and you get Sarah, my girlfriend." Tattooed.
Yeah, no, that's stupid.
It's pretty extreme. But also in the no column, I don't mind these ones. The G-Force challenge where you get taken up in a jet and
I don't want that.
Get flown around at like at
8G. Yeah, why are you saying you don't mind these? These are in the no column. I don't want these.
I know you don't want them, but I also didn't mind there's like a hot laps experience where you go to a racetrack and there's a driver drives you around and you're in the passenger seat.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
No, I'm not a speed demon.
I'll put that in the no column, so
no,
Tom
don't.
Wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
Okay, you know.
Well, just take the no column and chuck it in the bin, because you don't need that.
I'll tear it out, but I'll keep it in my pocket just in
what
case.
What for?
I don't know, just in case I need it. I don't know, you know.
No.
Look, I can see you getting impatient, so I've got a stopgap present for you.
You got a present for me?
Ran down the street today. Tonight, you're nagging me. You've been nagging me all day.
No, I haven't. It's my birthday. You should be wanting to do stuff.
You're a nagger. You're a nagger.
I'm not a nagger, though.
Got it from your mother.
What have you got?
And this is what I've got.
He's reaching out underneath the desk.
Maracas. Maracas. There you go.
Ollie.
I'll chuck it to you.
I know what you've done.
What?
You've done a full re-gifting.
No, these are brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new because you haven't used them because our producer Eli got you that for your birthday.
Don't mention that. He doesn't even, he's busy answering the phones.
No, he's not. There's no calls. Producer Eli, jump on your mic.
You okay?
Producer Eli, are you offended that Ollie is re-gifting the gift?
I put a lot of thought into that, Ollie.
Oh, well, it's still in the team though. It's still within the team.
But that was for you.
Eli, now that I've received this gift, this is the worst gift you can ever give someone.
Oh, you know what?
Tom.
Ollie, I'm sorry. Tom.
Give it back.
That's rude.
Yeah, I actually like it, but I gave it to you because I thought you'd like it.
Why? You want me to hang it around my neck so that birds don't... I don't eat birds?
You'd be a great scarecrow. Get those satin rings
get
up.
Get me a real present.
Jeez, you're picky.
We're mates of 10 years. Get me a real gift. Come on.
Colleagues of 10 years.
And if you want to send in gifts, you can find our address on the Triple M website, triplem.com.au.
Do not send Tom any gifts. Nah, he doesn't deserve it.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Shout It Out Loud, Kiss. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hey, have you seen that new trailer for that new Netflix series coming out called Maniac, Ollie?
No, I have not.
It's got Jonah Hill. It's got Emma Stone in it. Look, it looks amazing, and it's basically about them going through a drug trial. So up next, give us a call, 133353. If you've been in a drug trial, I want to hear from you. This is Check It Out, John Mellencamp. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Check It Out, John Mellencamp, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. Hope you're having a good Tuesday night. Keep that feedback coming through on the socials as well. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, we read it all. Thank you so much to old mate who messaged in.
Grant was harsh but fair, Tom. I think it was a fair comment. A lot of this show is inane chatter.
But for Grant, who's a musician himself, you'd think that you wouldn't be going and putting hate on people's Facebook pages. He's a musician.
If part of your career is starting your own average art and making something good out of it, then yeah, you'd think you'd understand.
But good on you, mate. Solo performer, Masters of Rock show. You're doing well, mate.
Mate, don't give airtime to the haters.
No, I'll give as much airtime as I want. Hey, have you seen this new trailer for this TV show that Netflix is bringing out called Maniac?
No,
it looks sick. It's got Jonah Hill, obviously, and from Superbad, and Emma Stone. They paired up first in Superbad.
Yeah.
And it looks amazing.
So it's a comedy?
Not at all. Oh. It's kind of, it's about these guys in a drug trial, and they kind of go into their own brains. Take a listen.
What would you say this trial is showing you about yourself?
Is this therapy now?
It's not therapy. It's science.
Oh, where's it showing? Netflix, you said.
It's on Netflix in September 21. It's coming out.
Wow. Well, wouldn't it be cool to hear from folks who have been in actual drug trials?
Yes.
If you've trialed a drug, didn't you trial a drug, Tom?
What are you talking about?
Didn't you?
Oh, no. Ollie, come on, mate.
Yeah, for a period there, for a few years, you were trialing a drug. No, you actually trialed a drug, though.
Right.
Trialed a gay HIV.
It's called PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis. It's basically the pill for gay men, and it reduces your risk of contracting HIV to 99.9%. Right. Massive in the gay community. Huge.
And from it, you had a side effect of a stupid mustache which grew, which is not the worst side effect.
Fake news.
It's still a side effect.
Don't you dare. I chose this mustache, and it's now mine and my thing, and I'm a trailblazer because people are growing mustaches as well.
Well, he didn't start it, mate. Yeah, if you've done a drug trial, though, 133353, we'd love to hear from you or give us a message on Facebook, Grant did.
But I was in a drug trial. I'm now just paying for it because luckily they put this drug on the PBS this year.
Well, thank God I'm here to remind you that you're in a drug trial.
I know, I forgot about that, Ollie. God. Let's chuck on the ARIA Award winning Gang of Youths as the calls flood in for drug trials. This one's Let Me Down Easy. Off their album, Go Farther in Lightness. Just turn it up. Just sing along. Just cry. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Let Me Down Easy, Gang of Youths. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. On your Tuesday night. Hope you're having a good one. We're taking you right through. We'll
Trash Talk Back Tuesday, not far away. Going to get into the hot topic of population growth, Tom.
Oh, shut up, you
pig. As the population tonight in Australia is set to reach 25 million at 11 p.m. They say.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to get fiery.
Yeah.
Not racist, but fiery, I imagine.
Hey, don't worry about calling up for drug trials, because no one else has.
Oh, Tom.
No, we've only
another
had
another failed segment. I'm not saying that. That's what the callers, well, the lack of callers.
That's what Grant's saying.
That's
on
what
Facebook.
Grant's saying, yeah. Grant's having
ripping off the winning Triple M night shift format because you have no format of your own other than aimlessly meandering your way through inane chatter to some flaccid attempt at a punchline. How the are you on a major commercial station? We don't know either, Grant.
It's a great review. It's an amazingly accurate and reviewed, Tom.
He also, I've just looked at his personal Facebook page as well. He's gone to film peepholes in toilets.
Let's not go
as well.
Okay, let's not.
Which is strange.
Blast, well,
why are you doing that?
That's
well, it's public on his Facebook page.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, Tom, the question you've asked about drug trials has failed, but your claim that you started the mustache has not fallen on deaf ears.
I'm saying is that Andrew from Adelaide, who's from the band Jaywalkers, says that he's now growing a mustache because of mine.
Well, it's one guy, Tom. I put it to you that I I put it to you years ago that I started the mustache.
That's not true.
I brought it back when I came back from India in 2009. No. And Movember took off the very same year.
Hang on. Don't tell me.
Around that time.
Don't tell me, Alex, you've given us a call and that you've started the mustache, Alex.
I haven't started. One of my friends did. Oh. He started a Facebook page called the Mustache Fish Club of Australia, MFCA. So you brought one mustache back from India.
Yeah.
And you've also started, you've got one person to grow a mustache, but this club's got about 500 people.
Mm. How old are you, Alex, and your friends?
I'm 30. I'm 30. They're about 28.
So
what's the Facebook page called again?
MFCA, Mustache Fish Club of Australia.
Mustache Fish Club.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. So, look, what's happened here, Alex, is that we've got at least three guys here claiming to have started the mustache or your mate. I think what's the truth is that we're all losers in this instance.
No. One person started, has brought back about 500 mustaches.
Your mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're pretty proud of him, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. You got me to grow a mustache.
I can't find MFCA on Facebook.
Private.
Okay. MFCA or on Instagram or?
Probably not. Probably not worth it. Probably not worth finding, Tom. But Alex, thank you for the call.
No, you might be able to join and actually be a part of people who can grow mustaches.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, June.
I know. It's Blue Monday. New order. I thought I'd chuck this one on you with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Let's talk gaming up next, Ollie.
Oh, please.
Oh, don't be like that, mate.
Can't wait.
Oh, shut up. Triple M. Rip and tune. Blue Monday. New order. Triple M. Tom and Ollie. New one for the playlist there.
Tom, last night in the show, you made the claim that you wanted to be known as an accent guy.
No, I didn't say that.
You said you'd watched a couple of different radio shows around the country and you were impressed by... Well, threatened by some accents out there. And you were like, I can do accents. So in the next 10 minutes, I've got a test for you. Let's find out if you are the accent guy that you so strongly think you are.
God, all right. I can't wait for that. Hey, let's talk gaming now with Pete Corelli.
Tom and Ollie, press start.
G'day, Pete Corelli.
Hello, Tom and Ollie.
Hey, what's your podcast called again?
Called Game On Australia, and you can find it by searching Game On AUS and at that.com and on Facebook and everywhere else as well.
Well, Ollie has already said that he is closing his ears to this chat, Pete, so it's just you and me. Tell us, why are parents paying to learn teach their kids how to play Fortnite?
Because the number one Twitch streamer in the world right now is earning...
Hang on, what's Twitch?
Okay, all right, let me explain what Twitch is. Yep. So you guys know of YouTube.
Yeah.
So Twitch is the video game equivalent of YouTube, where people come to watch other people play video games.
Right, okay.
It's Ollie's cup of tea, I reckon.
It really is.
Jump onto Twitch.
Why game if you can watch someone else game? That sounds fun.
Yeah, well, why game when you can game and somebody else is watching you and they're sending you money and donations and all sorts? The biggest Twitch streamer in the world right now, his name is Ninja. And he plays Fortnite, and he earns $500,000 a month.
Oh, Whoa. My God.
But, Pete, do you get paid to game as well?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So why are parents teaching their kids how to play Fortnite?
This is because sad, isn't it?
It's not sad, mate. It's esports is a thing. Esports is competitive gaming, and as technology grows here in Australia and we come on par with the rest of the world, there is the realistic opportunity for kids to set their sights on a career as a competitive gamer. It's happening.
You've got to admit, the world's going backwards if we're paying for our kids to have lessons in a computer game. What's with
that? Well, you pay for your kids to go and have practice kicking a ball at soccer.
Yeah, because it's healthy.
That doesn't mean they can still go for a run. Sorry, that was close.
The amount of injuries I've seen in the on the football field, I've not seen one injury playing video games.
You two gimps couldn't in good conscience be encouraging...
Gimps!
being taught how to game over a physical sport.
Listen. Right? Over the weekend, bloke here in the West got punched in the mouth playing football.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
That AFL, doesn't happen. Right? That doesn't happen on the esports field.
Well, it does. It happens virtually. All the time.
Yeah, virtually. Okay, so you're not going to get hurt.
Well, we're getting caught up in this. So why are parents teaching their kids how to play a video game?
To get a career started. That's what Pete's
saying. To get a career started. To get better at it, right? So they can actually... It's the same thing as your kid plays in a soccer team or a footy team and he's going to go to training, all that sort of stuff. Your kid may very well one day be earning money as a competitive Fortnite gamer and needs to practice. And some kids are a lot worse than others, and they need people showing them how it's done.
Oh, my God.
Would you pay
amazing.
For your kid to get better at Fortnite, Pete?
Hell no.
No. Great, because you've got a brain.
No, not because I've got a brain, because I'll teach my kid.
Oh, right.
Right? That's why, because I'll tutor my kid in Fortnite.
Oh, yeah, father of the year over here. Okay, Pete, tell us, how can we win a gaming chair worth $349?
Is just go to the Game on AUS Facebook page and drop us a like. Just be a part of the community. Simple as that.
Just a cheap like grab. There you
just
go.
Just a cheap like grab.
Good. All right. So Game On Oz podcast.
No. Facebook.com/GameOnAUS.
No one's going to URLs, mate. Just say Game On Oz. We'll catch you next week, Pete
Corelli. What was that URL again, mate?
I'll just type in my Facebook URL to go to the Facebook.
All right. Even I know that. Jeez.
See you, buddy.
Esports! Esports!
You and Tom and Ollie on Triple
M. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, tonight is the premiere of the new series of True Story with Hamish and Andy on Channel 9.
So it is, Tom. A huge promo tour for those guys, getting around every radio station.
Yeah.
I feel like our marketing campaign or our positioning statement, Tom, is the only radio show to not interview Hamish and Andy in the True Stories campaign tour. Which I'm proud of. It was hard to resist. You know,
it was really difficult.
They were knocking on our door saying, can we chat with you, Tom and Ollie? And
No, they did.
They asked me and I said, boys, go to Nova, go to KISS, go to Triple J, go to all the stations, but we can't take you.
Hang on, did you just say what I thought you said?
Triple J.
Oh!
Oh, Tom, insane. Speaking of Triple J, yesterday on the show, you said that you were an accents kind of guy. You reckon you can do impersonations?
I can't do impersonations.
I've got a test for you.
I can't do impersonations.
Well, it's the same thing. Accents, impersonations.
Really?
Up next, I'm going to put you to the test.
No.
You're rushing me here, though, because this song's running out. I need someone to help me adjudicate.
Do you want me to pause it?
Yeah, just pause it.
Okay.
Just start it again now.
Okay. Hang on. I have to delete it and then...
I'm going to put you to the test here with an accents challenge and impersonations challenge. Mm. I've got a bunch of characters here for you to impersonate, but I can just tell it's going to be a bit of a, that was good, no it wasn't, that was good, no it wasn't. So 1-3-3-5-3, help me adjudicate. I need one smart, level-headed, good-eared person to adjudicate on 1-3-3-5-3. I'll throw you a Smoko tattoo as well.
Cool. You're Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Give us a call. It's The Clash with London Calling, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Trash Talkback Tuesday, not far away. We're talking population as it's going to hit 25 million at 11 p.m. tonight. The population of Australia, that is. We have questions.
We do, Tom. Yesterday before our show, we had a meeting and you said, why don't I do more accents on the show? I'm good at them.
Don't make me sound like a witch.
And that was the accent you used because that's your voice. Oh. And so I said to you, Tom, mate, every planning meeting we have, I try and encourage you to do TV Tommy, which is all about accents.
Yeah.
And so you went, yeah, that's true. But I'm wasted talent. I can do more. And so what I've thought is, you know what? You claim to be an accent guy. Mm-hmm. You claim to be good at impersonations.
No, I don't.
I've got 8 characters here for you.
I don't plan to be... I don't say that I'm good at impersonations.
Accents, impersonations, same thing.
No, they're not. They're completely different.
What do you mean?
Impersonations, you're impersonating someone's voice. An accent is...
Yeah, same. Well, you can do it. Like you can do a voice, you can do a voice.
No, buddy.
So you can't do impersonations?
I can't do impersonations.
Oh, well, you're a talentless actor then.
How do you? I can try, but I do accents like from different parts of the country. Like, hello, governor.
What's that?
That's British.
Hang on, is that the extent of your skill of British accents? Because isn't there
I can do lots.
Isn't there 20 different dialects?
Hey, I'm from Liverpool. What you doing? You know, so I can do like Liverpudlian accents.
Save that talent. I've got 8 people... But I've chosen them because they have a distinct voice and I reckon you can do it. So I've got this challenge here, but I want an adjudicator to help me decide how you go here. So Harry's going to help us out. Thanks, Harry.
No worries.
You got a good accents yourself, Harry?
Not too good at them. I'm good at reading them, though. Good at judging them, that's for sure.
You're good at judging. That's all that matters here, Harry, because I just don't want to have a bit of a tit-for-tat where Tom goes, that was good, and I go, no, it wasn't. If that happens, Harry, I'll defer to you, okay?
Sounds good. Sounds real good.
I think, Harry, what do you think about this? I've got 8 characters. Do you think for Tom to pass as
as
a good accents guy, he should get about 6 out of 8?
It's going to go for half an hour.
Well, you know, you do about 5 seconds of each.
Yeah, I'd say 6 out of 8.
That's like 75%. Yeah, it's like an exam. Oh, all right.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, stand by, Harry. Tom, are you ready?
Yes.
And if you do well in this, you can do more accents in the show. If not,
shut up.
Then shut your mouth.
First I never one. Said I was good at impersonations. I said accents.
Okay, well, first one, Barack Obama.
Well, I can't.
What?
I can't do that.
This is so awkward for you.
No, it's not. It's awkward for you, who's so awkward. Designed a game.
No, but you said that you could. He's just American.
Hello, I am Barack Obama. See, I just
that
suck
was
at it.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Harry, did you rate that?
No, nothing yeah. like it.
I actually didn't mind it, but I mean, Harry's the boss, so no good there. Okay, Tom. The Godfather.
I haven't even seen it.
Oh, he's got one famous line.
What's the line?
Make an offer that you can't refuse.
Make me an offer I can't refuse.
Well, that's not the line. You got it wrong. It's, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Well, I haven't seen the film, so how can I do an impersonation of the guy? And I never said I was good at impersonation.
Okay. Here, I'll scale back. American.
Oh, well.
What? What?
That's easy. What do you want? Do you want Californian?
Oh, now it's... You are a piece of work. You know that?
Hey, bro. I'm just going to go down to the waves and surf my board because I'm from California and that's what I do.
No, New York. Let's go to New York.
Hey, I'm just trying to get some coffee here. I'm just trying to get some decent percolation.
All right, Harry, would you pay that?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, right.
One from three. No, I'll cancel The Godfather because he hasn't seen it. Who hasn't seen The Godfather? You studied film, mate.
Shut up.
Okay, one from two. Back to my characters. Nanny from Fran Drescher.
Oh, hi, Mr. Sheffield.
Yeah, keep going. It's me, the nanny.
It's me, the nanny.
Oh, Harry, thoughts?
Stinker.
All right, that's no good. That's one from three. Michael Caine.
Oh, no, wait.
Are we filming?
Oh, Michael Caine.
That's good. Keep going.
This? Nah, I can't.
It gets down real deep like this. It says Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
I can't do it. Harry?
I like that one.
That? Okay. Two from four.
Cool. This is the worst piece of radio we've ever made.
You asked for more accents.
Yeah, not like this.
What did you want me to say? Do Irish.
Yeah.
Okay, do Irish then.
No, because now I'm going to be racist.
What? Hey, man, I've got an accent. Last one, Jackie Chan. Do Jackie Chan. Do Jackie Chan or you'll never do accents again.
All right. All I'll say is I'll do it. This is
Triple
M's.
Oh, you're not going to do it? You're racist.
No, I'm
not doing it.
I'm doing it now. Here we go. It's the White Stripes with Seven Nation Army. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. I have questions about that last break.
Well, Tom, so do I. I mean, what happened there was I set you a test of accents.
Yeah.
And you failed the test and then you blame me because of the test.
No, it's
that's
like,
not how testing works.
Yeah, it's like saying, "Hey, here's a test on maths, but I studied biology the whole time."
Because accents you said, and impersonations are the same thing, D-head.
Completely different.
No, they're not.
Completely different. You're impersonating a voice, someone's nuances. The nuances of someone's voice is insane. An accent is generic.
Aren't you anyone? Don't you do voiceover artistry as a job?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and then but you can't do impersonations.
No,
I didn't even get to my last three. Mrs. Doubtfire? Bane from Batman?
I can do Bane.
Do it.
Hello, Batman. It's Bane. What are you doing tonight? I'm going to get some popcorn and watch a movie.
Oh. You're right. That is terrible radio. But you still haven't done Jackie Chan.
Can you please tease what's coming up next, please?
Trash Talkback Tuesday up next, talking population growth, Tom.
This is new music from Dean Lewis. It's called Be Alright with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Be Alright, Dean Lewis, new music here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie.
Tom, just before we mentioned that a guy on Facebook had written a mean comment on one of our posts.
Oh, yeah.
Had a bit of a dig. Grant did, and, you know, good on you, mate. My friend Marty just messaged a photo of that comment, like a screenshot of it to me going, ha ha, look at this.
Yeah.
And in that photo, my mate had liked his comment. He'd liked the hate speech. Don't like the hate speech, Marty. Downvote that.
It's time to get fired up.
Yep, let's do it.
Ah, piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f-wit. I've just spoken to a f-ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
All right, release the sty because the pigs are about to flow. Oink, oink.
Sure are, Tom. I flew to Sydney today to hear a bit of Ray Hadley on T2GB, I think it is.
Yeah.
AM radio, morning show.
Hatters.
He gets into the issues, Ray Hadley. He gets into the stuff that matters to this country. And I'm talking about population growth, Tom. I'm talking about the fact that this country and the cities in particular are bursting at the seams. Now, if you missed the concept of the show or of this segment, it is it's trash talkback. It's AM talkback radio with a bit of vitriol. Oh,
shut up, you pig.
A bit of spice. Good example, Tom. Today, Australia is set to reach 25 million people. And that's today from the ABS.
That's a lot of thirsty piggies.
A lot of thirsty piggies, a lot of hungry piggies, a lot of piggies taking up space.
Okay, they're not taking up space though, are they? We've got one of the largest countries.
Well, they are taking up space.
Yeah.
That's no doubt.
Yeah, but we've got a lot of space, don't we?
Have you seen the fringes, mate? Have you seen the suburbs? Urban sprawl is an issue.
Here we go.
Hey, Mark.
Here we go.
Don't you? I've done the research, pig.
You've
done sweet FA as usual.
Yeah, that's fine. An uneducated opinion is what matters in this segment.
Okay, give it to us then.
Our population is fine.
No, the issue is there are major concerns, Tom, over transport infrastructure.
Oh, here we go.
Property prices are going up. You drive out of the city, you drive for an hour. Oh, wait, you're still in the city.
That's not true.
It is true in some parts.
In every city.
In some parts of Sydney. Sydney and Melbourne are the main issues, and everyone knows that. But yeah, Brisbane, Adelaide, they're next. They should be worried. Now, I'm not actually trying to stir up specifically immigration issues, but I do think we need to be thinking about how big we want to get as a country. I mean, Kevin Rudd wanted a big Australia.
Here we go.
Dick Smith wants a small Australia.
Sounds like someone's going to be stopping people having children. Is that what you want to do, Ollie?
I think it's worth thinking about how much we promote new babies.
Oh,
we don't need them.
Oh, don't you
dare. They cry, they whinge, they shit everywhere. Have you seen a baby recently, Tom?
I do my bit.
What's your bit?
My bit's being in a homosexual relationship.
That's very good, and we appreciate that.
No,
thank you. Don't adopt or do not encourage more children by doing anything of that sort.
I wouldn't. I've been trying to get pregnant for years.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not working.
Really?
Yeah, it's strange.
Contraception not even needed.
No, it's just weird.
Well, look, 133353, Trash Talk Back Tuesday, we need your opinions. What do you think? We're taking a pulse of the nation here. What are your thoughts on population growth? Where are we headed? What do we need to think about? What are the issues?
So here we go. John's called up, the pig.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, here you go.
John, go on, spout your opinion, mate.
Oh, piggish.
I was listening to the stats today. Apparently there's a new Australian here every 1 minute and 30 seconds. So we're going to hit 25 million. I say, bring it on. The more the merrier. We've got plenty of room.
Here we go. John, you've actually got your stats from there. It's one person every 83 seconds. So, yep, no, you got your stats right. That's 1 minute 23.
Well.
Can't do that.
Tom. Shut up, Tom. On Triple M.
133353. Get involved in Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
As the nation's population hits 25 million people today, Tom, we are doing a very fiery version of Trash Talk Back Tuesday, where you get involved.
Ah, piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f-wit. I've just spoken to a idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk Back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
133353 if you want to get involved, you pig.
What are your thoughts on the population growth, where we're heading? Are we getting too big? Here's some funny stats, though, Tom. People born in the UK are the largest group of overseas-born residents, accounting for 5.1% of Australia's population.
5%? That's a lot,
isn't it? This is in 2015.
Yeah.
Following that is New Zealand at 2.6%, then China at 2%, India 1.8%. So, you know, people who throw around these statements like, you know, oh, there's, you know, heaps of influx of Chinese or India. I mean, the stats are there. UK and New Zealand are actually the top two countries.
By a lot as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
By 3.1%. UK anyway, between UK and China. That's a lot of people.
Anyway, spice up, fire up, 133353. John, what are your thoughts on the population growth?
Well, firstly, thanks for cutting me off halfway through before. If I wanted that to happen, I would have called Alan Jones or
No, you listen here, John. It's my radio show. I'll cut you off when I want.
Well, if you don't take the call if you're not going to listen to what I got to say.
Here we go.
Okay, mate, you've got one chance to say your opinion, or you can piss off.
There's another pig on the air. I tell you what,
fellas, I'm happy with more people coming to Australia. We got plenty of room. And if you don't like it, all you got to do is just play that crappy segment that you did before to the international people, and they won't want to come.
You're talking about Tom's accents?
Yes.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
It was horrible. That was why we
did it, to reduce the numbers of people in this country so they would actually leave.
John, I agree with you.
You what?
I agree.
Don't agree with me. I'm hanging up on you.
John gets it.
Oh, he did hang up.
Stupid pig.
Oh, John, don't call me a pig.
Tom, just to make one final effort to get everyone to leave the country, though, please do your Jackie Chan accent. Come on. How about Mrs. Doubtfire?
133353. Get involved with Trash Talk back Tuesday, you pig. What do you think? Are we overpopulated? You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Some gunners on your Tuesday night. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, the only radio show to not interview Hamish and Andy on the lead up to their True Story premiering at 8:40. That's right, in 1 minute. You'll be able to see it on Channel 9.
No interview here.
Nah. Yeah. We haven't had an interview, the biggest radio duo to ever come out of Australia.
Instead, we're doing Trash Talk back Tuesday.
Oh, shut up, you pig.
Ah, piss off, you dickhead.
You're a f-wit. I've just spoken to a f-ing idiot.
Tom and Ollie's Trash Talk back Tuesday.
Bringing that trash in here.
Well, the pigs are coming out to play.
Now, Tom, as the population of Australia reaches 25 million today, thanks to the abc.net.au for those stats, we're discussing the issue of population growth. Is the nation getting too big? How much can we fit in terms of people? I know you say that we're a large country, Tom, but there is a bit of backstory here because you are politically illiterate. You don't understand politics. But here's the thing.
No, I get it. Labour, blue, liberal, red.
There is definitely an
is
element
that right?
of
is that right?
Labour, blue. No, you got it wrong. You had a 1 in 2 chance. What colour are the Greens?
Orange.
Here's the thing. Governments need economic growth to go up to sound like they're doing a good job, right? So they need the stats to go up. Can you please just try? I will throw a pen at you if you don't listen.
Okay, let's do it.
I'll throw a pen at you.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to teach you something here.
Okay.
They need it to go up to sound like they're doing a good job, the government, so they want growth to go up. Growth goes up when the population grows up. So the government doesn't want... population to go down because they need those numbers to climb to keep the stats looking good so they can say, look at us, jobs and growth doing well. So, don't throw it back.
133353, get involved in Trash Talk back Tuesday. What do you think about the population? Mate, is it growing too much?
Opposition leader Bill Shorten said there was an out of control amount of people coming into Australia on work visas.
Oh, shut up, mate. John, you pig, what do you got to say?
Mate? What?
Mate?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, mate. We're here, mate.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that they're building all this stuff out here in my area, there's no infrastructure, and they expect that this is good for population growth, but it takes freaking 5 hours to get to work.
All right, John, you're making as much sense as a grade five here, but you're saying they're building a lot of stuff out near your place, but you mean houses with a lack of infrastructure like roads, like hospitals?
Well, no, like bigger roads. Like, seriously, have you tried to get out of Point Cook lately?
No, I haven't tried to get in there either.
Have you tried to drive down the Western Highway lately?
I certainly have, and it's bumper to bumper, isn't it?
Yeah, and constantly from 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, mate, I hear, even though it's somewhat convoluted, I hear what you're saying.
And quite localised as well.
I agree with John. That's what I'm saying, is that some of our arterial roads, Tom,
oink, oink,
are chock-a-block.
Oink.
You wouldn't be able to raise your brain above animal noise level, but just try. Let's see what Brandon's got to say. Brandon, what do you think?
Brandon the pig.
Yeah, g'day, fellas.
I've been Brandon the pig a bit.
I reckon... needs to be held up a bit. Look, I use that Gold Coast Highway a lot, and that is it's absolute piss. They can't get that thing running properly with what we've got at the moment. Let's just slow it down a bit.
It's a bloody classroom.
But I'm going to have a crack at you fellas.
Stop
using statistics from 2015.
Why?
Give us some updated numbers.
Mate, that's the last relevant census.
Well, it's not really relevant in 3 years. Down the track, is it?
Okay, mate. You got any better stats, Brandon, you pig?
Well, I think 90% of listeners would think you're a flog.
Yeah, well, I think you're a flog.
Oh, it's all right, mate. I don't care what you think.
Yeah, well, I don't care. Now I'm just repeating everything.
That was pretty weak. Let's slow it down a bit, eh? We're about, 33 years ahead of schedule?
We're agreeing. That's annoying. We're actually on the same page. That's the best thing about Trash Talk Back Tuesday is you can insult someone that you agree with.
Goes in full circles. Asher the Pig's caught up on 133353, getting involved, mucking in as he does. What do you got to say, Asher?
Oh, I was just going to say, look, I don't think that we're doing well with our population growth. I think we are getting a bit big. Yeah. But the problem's not going to be solved by bringing other people in or less people in. I think we need to get rid of certain ones that are already here, like politicians that aren't really much use anyway.
Mate, too right, and just a bit of natural selection as well.
Yeah, I mean, if the politicians don't work, we can...
Yeah, if someone's too dumb to, you know, What?
Don't need to say that.
Then they, maybe they,
okay.
Maybe that's the end
that's
for them.
That's enough of Trash Talk Back Tuesday. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Pig.
Oh, don't you dare. It's Queen, Somebody to Love, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. That's what we do. After 9 o'clock, by the way, we're gonna talk about fetishes.
Tom, your boyfriend Seth's been staying at my house. And look, we are going to go to a song here, Blink 182. But I've got to say, hasn't been all smooth sailing. And another thing's come up with Seth, your American Trump voting boyfriend, staying in my place. Oh. I have a concern. I've got a concern with him, about him, regarding him.
No.
It's not good.
I'm sick of it, but I'll hear it. It's up next. You with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Damn It, Growing Up, Blink 182, Triple M, Tom and Ollie, fetishes and a brand new game after 9 o'clock. That's only 10 minutes away.
Tom, I'm worried about your boyfriend, about Seth.
Don't tell me you have questions about him, mate.
No.
I know this show, we talk about having questions.
Right, I do.
But don't you dare have questions about my
boyfriend. I have questions over Seth.
Oh.
And it's actually to do with his health.
Oh.
Don't be rude.
No, because, you know, he is a bit of a cliche American. I mean, as you just pointed out there, he did vote for Trump at the time. That's not fake news. That's real
news. Fake news.
He voted Trump. His family's a Trump-supporting family.
Yes.
He's vintage American in that sense.
Yep.
He loves country music. He loves, you know, American country twang.
Ooh, that's why God loves cowboys.
And then, and sometimes I come home, he's singing that. And if it's not that, he's singing the anthem. So, I mean, how ridiculous does it get?
Mate, that's just him. That's why I love him.
Look, I say his health is on the agenda here because I don't think his eating habits are very good.
Okay, you're not his father. I've tried to tell you this.
Who's his father? Who is his father? Because if I should be, if I have to be, I will.
Because I know you want him to call you daddy.
No, here's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
Last week, all he's got in the pantry is Doritos. All he brings home is Doritos. And he hasn't even got normal nacho cheese Doritos. Last week, it was sweet chili and lime.
Don't be rude.
Mate, I'm not being rude here. I'm putting the information to you, and you can reflect back to me if you're worried in the same way I'm worried.
Well, I think he's eating those things in front of you because I don't let him eat those things in front of me.
Well, who's his father, and who's been the good parent, and the bad parent here? Because it sounds like if I'm being the cool parent, then you're being the.
I'm not. No, I am the cool. No, hang on. I'm no parent.
You're getting very confused. Tom, it doesn't stop there.
Oh,
Last week was sweet chili and lime.
Yeah.
This week, he's got ranch and hot wings collide flavor.
Mate, that's American.
Is he trying to be a cliche?
Don't you? He's American through and through.
All he's eating is Doritos. I think you need to have a word with him. There's something going wrong. He needs to eat better food.
No,
Coming home having naps. He comes home from work and has a nap because he's got no energy. No, he's eating Doritos.
He's coming home having naps because he has a real job, unlike you who works in radio. He gets up at 6 o'clock and he goes to the work site and he's a casual labourer. He landscapes for the day.
He plants flowers. That's what he does.
I'd like to see you do that.
He plants flowers at work, comes home, eats Doritos and goes to bed. That's what you're getting into. I'm putting it out there. That's what you're getting into. The choice is now over to you.
I'll do what you want and I'll get him to call you daddy.
That's not what I want.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.